The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, has expressed surprise about a statement by the police service saying they cannot provide nationwide security for the TUC demonstration to be held on Thursday. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Show, Mr. Asamoah said the TUC has not been officially informed about the police decision.
Personally, I was a bit surprised that that statement came from the police. And indeed, apart from hearing it on air and also you mentioning, there's not been any direct contact to us on that issue. Let me mention that we have had the opportunity of meeting the police command two times. We had written letters even before we came out publicly of our intention to embark on this industrial action. We had written formally to the police service, and we've also done so, our original structures have also done so, and because we are mindful of the stipulated time required in those things. We had an invitation to the effect that the police wanted to meet us, so we met them in Accra. We explained all those things. They also rarely gave narrations, which particularly had to do with some other groups who have also expressed their desire to also do some form of action. Finally, we agreed on the fact that ours should come on and also discuss the routing. We largely concluded on the route. The letter to police headquarters specified clearly that we are doing it in Accra and all the 10 regions. They raised some concerns specifically that we explained to them that it will not really touch huge numbers of the police service personnel. So this is coming to us as a surprise. They have not yet informed us of this. I only heard it on there.
Secretary General of TUC, Kofi Asamoah, reacting to a police statement that they will not be able to provide security for the TUC during the nationwide demonstration.
Meanwhile, the Police Public Relations Director, DSP Sefa Sata, has been explaining why the police cannot provide security for organized labor to demonstrate on Thursday throughout the country.
As part of our discussion on the intended strike by the organized labor, the position of the organized labor is that we intend embarking on demonstration countrywide simultaneous, and we are proposing that it will not be too difficult for us to provide protection for such an enterprise. We are suggesting to them that they should stagger, they should do it on regional basis and then vary the date so that each region will have its own date, so that we'll be able to mobilize enough personnel to undertake our constitutional mandate of providing protection for the demonstrators and other people who are also not part of the demonstration, and also vital national installation. And that is where we reach a kind of deadlock. So at the last time we met, we could not resolve the matter. So the word making rounds that the police and the organized labor had come to a team for the demonstration to be carried out countrywide simultaneously is not true.
In this case, what
level to us?
But what advice are you giving organized labor ahead of continuing the?
We are all reasonable individuals, the police and then the organized labor, and we advise that in our subsequent meetings we should try to see reason with each other and start a middle course that they'll be able to have their demonstration while we also are able to provide protection as is expected of us by our mandate. So we are of the hope that definitely we will be able to come to a decision which will benefit both parties.
DSP Sefa Sata is the Director of Police Public Relations.